two Ukrainian girls dance across the stage at Rockford's historic Coronado Theater. It's one of their last days in the U.S. before they head back home. The chaperones, some of them parents and their teenage friends, smile as they watch them waltz. There hasn't been much to smile about over the past 6 months. Thousands of Ukrainians, many of them civilians, have been killed by Russian forces, and at least 1 million Ukrainians have been illegally detained in Russia. Vladislava Visha is one of the students from Brovary, Ukraine, visiting Rockford. She says the 11-day respite from the war has been emotional and joyful.
It's just like a fresh breath, I guess.
But she can't totally distance herself from the war either, not even from 5,000 miles away. Not when her family and her friends are back home, and she still gets missile alerts on her phone.
Sometimes it's like no alarms a day, and some it can be like 10 alarms or even more. It depends on a day.
She's 16 and about to start her last year in school, but she hasn't really decided on a career path. Maybe something in communications. It's hard for any teenager to plan for the future, let alone in a war zone.
Of course, we will back home. We'll help somehow, as the kids can help at least.
Her dad is in the military, and at the beginning of the war, he was stationed close to home, and she got to see him once a week, but unfortunately, not anymore.
4 months ago, he went to another region. That's why I haven't seen him for 4 months. Yeah.
Her hometown of Brovary and Rockford are sister cities, and normally that means that leaders from each town keep in touch, swap ideas for things like business and public safety, but when the war broke out, Rockford Mayor Tom McNamara says they started asking the Brovary Mayor's Office what supplies and aid they needed.
We've raised over $300,000 and we have shipped more than 250,000 meals over to Brovary. And we have also shipped over more than 10 pallets of medicine. And right now we're looking at one of their needs is generators. So we're looking at purchasing generators and getting those shipped over.
Vladislava says those supplies have been beneficial.
When it was almost nearly under occupation, elderly people or someone who cannot to leave the city or something were there, and this food was really helpful.
Then in June, McNamara says they got a different kind of request from their Brovary partners. Would Rockford be willing to welcome 17 students and a few parents for a few weeks? He says he reached out to area leaders like at the YMCA who were immediately game to help house and feed the students. Fewer than 2 months later, they made it to the U.S. The students took a few trips to Chicago, up to Madison, Wisconsin, and they enjoyed local Rockford attractions like the Nichols Conservatory and the Coronado. McNamara says a chaperone told him that while all the tourist stops have been fun, the best part of the trip was a bit of peace of mind.
They just replied back, being able to sleep through the night and not hear bombs.
The mayor says that Rockford is one of, if not the only, U.S. city that's partnered with a Ukrainian city to give kids a break from the anxieties of war. And Vladislava is already looking forward to the day when the war is over and friends from Rockford can come to Ukraine so she can show off the churches, the sports, the food, everything that makes Brovary beautiful. Some war-related headlines have already fallen off the front page in America, but Vladislava has a reminder for Americans who want to help.
We appreciate everything, and if someone wants to help or something or support, there is donations, different. The war is not over.
The city of Rockford partnered with several local organizations and humanitarian aid groups to create the Brovary Relief Fund. And information on how to donate to the Relief Fund can be found at gorockford.com/Brovary. Brovary is spelled B-R-O-V-A-R-Y. I'm Peter Medlin.